Well, I love you too. That's fun. All right, we're going to talk about oranges. We're going to talk about three-legged horses and sidewalks. Now, one of my favorite things to do is eat an orange. Oranges, they have bright colors, they're juicy. And sometimes you take a bite out of an orange, or it drips down your face. It's awesome. You can talk with your mouth open, no one cares, because it kind of freshens your breath with that orangey, fresh feeling. It's awesome. Oranges are also great for vitamin C, and that's good. Because at fall break, and somebody got the sniffles, if you're new with us, it's West Texas. If the wind blows in California, we get a virus here. So, I mean, it just kind of blows around. So it's important to eat all of your oranges so you can be healthy. No. Oranges can be very dangerous because they have seeds. If you have a lot of money, you can go to United and get one of those seedless oranges, Josh. Those are good. Not near as much fun, because if you're dating, gentlemen, give that girl a seed orange, so if she chokes, you give her the Heimlich. Pro tip. Anyway, there's something about oranges that can change your life. Now, I am Dr. Frase, for some of y'all who are here. I've been doing research a long time with uncaged adolescents. I'm not scared of you. I've been around Axe body spray in confined areas with middle school kids and survived. Why? Eating my oranges. Now, here's a disturbing fact and why I do what I do. All right? From right here to this side. Split this section in half. I want all of you to stand up. Not job, right here. Stand up. Take a bite of my orange because you're too close to me. I could get a virus. Hold on. You're breathing kind of heavy and gross, all you visitors. Okay, here's what happened. Stand up back there. Here's what I know. And it already starts to happen even at a Christian university. The best stats I can give you is this. Half the people who grew up knowing about Christ, when they're your age, will start to fade and will eventually walk away from faith. They won't go to a different denomination. They'll quit. That bothers me. I'll go ahead and be seated. I mean, you sat in great chapels like this, wonderful Bible classes by some of the greatest professors known to man at Lubbock Christian. Some of the greatest... Don't clap for that. That was really self-promoting. That was weird. We've already done our evaluation, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, right here. You had some of the greatest summer camp experiences you've had. And some of you, at least a large percentage, come to this school because of the academics. Very top quality, mom and dad. ROI is huge here. Or to play sports, and you come across this Christ guy, and you still don't want any of it. We feed you our best orange, and you don't want it. Okay, and all this research. I spent all last week with a group, kind of the most exciting discipleship emphasis ever in my lifetime. Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox. 40 of us, sounds like a joke. 40 of us gathered in California 5 years ago. Looked across the table and said, out of all of the things we're doing for students, they're still leaving. Started with two people. 40 people showed up. This guy paid a bunch of money. Now the Lilly Foundation is paying more money for this one initiative in the United States than anything they're paying. It's called 10 by 10. In the spirit of 10-10, I've come to give you life. John 10:10. I've come to give you life and life abundant. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How do we give life? How do we make Jesus matter more? Because here's what the deal is. A million people of your age will walk away from Christianity this year. And we're bold enough to say maybe we can change it. Now, the number one thing in all of that research is authentic relationship. What is this? Nelson is about to graduate. We think, because I said, what is this? He goes, an orange, Provost. It's an apple. Why am I saying that? Because we live in a world that says, I am an orange, but they live like apple. One of the greatest things that we know impacts the next generation in their faith is when they come across an authentic apple. When they come across someone who doesn't say, I'm an orange, and act like an orange, they're apples. They are what they say they are. Not perfect, but authentic. Now, I want you to hear me. If you've never been a person of faith, this faculty is pretty special. We're not perfect. But we really do walk with you. And you're going to see us lose it sometimes, and you're going to see us do some things that probably you're like, oh, my word, that's so orangish. But speaking for my colleagues, we will come back to Apple every single time because we believe in it. For the staff here, they're not perfect. And sometimes they're going to have orange moments, but they really are apples and they want to be authentic. And everyone that works around, it's kind of crazy. You can walk across campus and someone will say hello. That's a unique place. So we're trying to be those individuals. But you as a student body, I want to ask you, if you're a leader on campus, if you're a leader on your sports team, I'm not saying walking around with a big Jesus One shirt. Those are cool, but you know what? The world really doesn't care about that. I don't care if you have a WWJD on every limb and appendage and you walk around like that. Who cares? You see a lot of Christian words around here. That doesn't move somebody into the presence of Jesus. What does is when they come across an authentic believer who actually believes and tries to live out the way of the Master. So that's number one. That's the idea about oranges. We need more apples. We need more authentic followers of Jesus. And I know some of y'all feel like, well, man, this is like second high school. If you're a junior or a senior, you probably are over this. But if you're a freshman, a sophomore, you're still kind of involved in that high school deal of, oh, my word, these people are so weird. And where's my people? And yada, yada. Guess what? Everybody's weird. You are too. But you can be authentic with that weirdness and push in. And be involved and put your phones down. Oh, that brings number two. Okay, three-legged horses. You know the things that we miss sometimes that seem to be so obvious? We just miss it. A few years ago, I was in Mexico with the mission team. And one of the individuals that was leading that group was sharing a room with me, and he came back excited. We have a little bit of free time, and he went to a mall, and he said, I bought 10 polos. For $40. Here's a fashion conscious dude, white teeth, brilliant smile, wonderful hair, and he found his polos. And they were wonderful. 40 of them. 40 of them. 10 of them for $40, $4 a piece. And he thought he got a great deal. And he was showing us every single color. He's like, look at this one. Look at this one. And I started looking closer and I was like, that horse has three legs. He bought three-legged horse polos for $40, never worn. How does that happen? Same reason that we buy so many ideas that really ruin our authentic witness. It's called a cell phone. I'm not even going to see a show of hands because it's happened to me. Sometimes I'll walk across this campus and hit a tree limb with my head. Don't laugh because you're guilting yourself, all right? There's times that we are so involved in this thing. Some of you right now, you can't do it. I'm watching you. I know some of you, and you're like, I can't put it down. It has my soul wrapped up in that little blinking thing right there, and it just wiggled in my pocket. And if it wiggles in my pocket, I have to get it. If I don't get it, my leg will fall off. Some of you are tired all the time, and you come to class, you're like, oh, my word, I didn't do my homework. I'm so tired because you can't turn your phone off. I'm not going to go through all the science of it and what it does to your brain and all that dopamine stuff. Let me just say Do you realize this generation, we're pretty good at it because we're the ones that are marketing you. We are not marketing products to your generation. Zero products. Marketers get paid by the amount of time they can keep your eyes on this. That's it. And you know it's true. I mean, you know it's true. That's why you have so many ads in games. It's why when you're watching a movie on YouTube, it'll just click off and the volume will go up. And the next thing you know, you're like, whoa, buy this. They just want your eyes to the screen, because if they can keep your eyes to the screen, they could do whatever you want. And you call it independence, but you're bound to slavery to these things. And that does not mean just young people. It's all of us as well. Because right now we even have distractions in this place when I'm sitting here trying to talk and I see, and it's so funny. It's like going, no, I'm just going to talk, because if I don't have to face it, then it's not real. Guys, that is a three-legged horse. You're buying three-legged horses. Horses should have four legs. If they have three, they become like glue and stuff, right? Sorry, PETA. If you have any problems, Josh, Dot, Taylor, anyway. Okay, so here's the deal. We need authenticity and we need attention. Just give it attention. When you look at the spirituality and the slow drift, and we see it in our stuff, nobody wants to say, hey, I'm Christian. So you just kind of put down, I'm spiritual. That's going up. It's just called a nun. It's not the Catholic kind. It's just people are like, I know I'm spiritual. I just don't know what I am. It's because you don't concentrate. You don't even pay attention. So let me just say this boldly. If you want to say bye to Christianity because you think you know it, at least have the courage to find out about it. And then say no. Because if you're getting your cues from this, this is wackadoodle. Bunch of three-legged horse Christians on this thing. Find those who are authentic and say, you explain to me, and then walk with them. The last thing is about sidewalks. We live such fast lives. We live such fast lives. And so sometimes, and we've heard this your whole life, but it's true. If Satan can't make you bad, he'll just make you fast. He'll make you busy. So I got to get this done. I got to get this done. I got to do all these service hours. I got to do all this stuff. Sometimes we're the corporates have given you too much. I get it. But you got to slow down and think. You got to organize your life because you don't want to miss it. My senior year, I'm walking back and forth across campus. I was involved in everything. And I always had something to do and a place to go. And a guy named Gary Cox, whose daughter played against the Shaps more than once, we went to school with him. Gary was the most laid-back guy you've ever seen. Sometimes you had to poke him, didn't you, coach, just to say, Gary, are you sleeping or are you paying attention? Are you sleeping with your eyes open? But he had a great rhythm of life. And I'm running helter-skelter to the other side of campus, and he's sitting in the grass, and he goes, Dave. I'm like, did you smoke something? I mean, Gary, what's? He goes, Dave. I'm like, yeah. He goes, come sit down. Why are you so busy? Come sit down. So I sit down next to him, and I mean, you just got to know this guy. He's like, it's cool, isn't it? I'm like, I think so. Just sit here a little bit longer. And then he said this. He said, do you know we have scriptures on our concrete? How many of y'all know that? How many of y'all have no clue that we have scriptures all over our concrete? Raise your hand to be honest. Raise your hand if you don't know that. Some of you didn't raise your hands because you think I'm going to make you feel bad. I'm not. Scriptures written by some of the very first students at Lubbock Christian University. And I didn't notice it till I was here for 4 years. Not proud of that. A lot of good things to do. So here's what I want you to do. First of all, find somebody authentic that talks the life of the apple and lives the life of the apple and doesn't just get on stage and do fancy things, but they actually try to live this out. Follow them. Talk to them. Then I want you to get your head out of these things and stop buying three-legged horses. Actually put it down, walk across campus and say, how are you doing today? I'm doing fine. How are you doing? Great. Okay. You want to walk together and talk a little bit? Fine. And you're just going to want to do this the whole time. Don't. I don't care what you talk about. Be awkward. all the way to class here in just a moment. Just be awkward. How are you? I don't know. We're supposed to have a conversation. Fine. I mean, whatever it is. And the last thing, slow up. Instead of having your head down here, just look around on this campus. Put your head down and look at the concrete. Because there's a lot of authentic people that have come before you. It's pretty cool to follow Jesus. It's pretty cool to be part of that 50% who made it. I know it's hard, but guys, we'd love 100% of you to not only become religious and big church people, we're not talking about that, but actually fall in love with Jesus and understand what he's all about. And just hold on for the greatest ride of your life, because it's awesome. You're dismissed.